All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Miami Dolphins have wrapped up another day of practice. They're going to get themselves to themselves with a joint practice with the Chicago Bears, and you can actually get some action going on here. Tyreek Hill, the big news today. Tyreek Hill was not at practice because of an undisclosed injury. You know, not great. Hope that he has a speedy recovery. Does everything else speedy? Speedy recovery? Please? Please? If Trae Young is tiny and has tiny feelings, Cheetah, does everything speedy? Speedy recovery?
I would say this. There's no, besides the things that I talked about that I would have concerns about.
Yep.
Like wide receivers and sore hammies, that happens every camp. It's not a big deal. Is, you know, you get in the competition mode, you start turning it up and cranking up the speed or whatever. There's a difference in running fast by yourself and running fast when your body demands it, you know, in a practice or something like that. So I would say not if it's just that, I wouldn't worry about it, a couple of days off or whatever, just to get the soreness out and not be have it linger. But it's Tyreek, and that's the point that I was making, you know, earlier.
You just always have to just raise an eyebrow to it. He can't just have an undisclosed injury.
I don't want to, but it's his actions that have me that way, right?
It's totally
fair.
It's
not me just arbitrarily coming up with these, you know, negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when what everybody was talking about, what's going on this offseason about everybody being accountable and all this stuff.
Yeah. I definitely think that it's great that everybody's more in that measure. I don't know how much I buy into it with him. He's 30. He's 30, 31 years old. Like, you know, like we're going to talk about this great change in behavior of what he's going to be. Like, I think he's going to be an amazing football player. I think there'll be time. I think if things are good, I don't think it's a problem. Like he strikes me as, we've seen it. If everything's rolling and it's gravy and Tua's healthy, does anybody have any concerns about Cheetah? My concerns are for the team. If things get off to a bad start, how is he going to be in a foxhole of chaos? If this team really is facing adversity, that's when I'll worry. Right?
But that would be the sign of him improving.
If he gets through it just fine, yeah.
Because I think if things get back to normal and he's balling,
then yeah,
that might.
There's not going to be any problems. Right. Like, if it's good, it's good.
Is that the problem in itself? Is that you can only have a good attitude and be positive when things are going good?
Yes, but he hasn't dealt with a lot of. Because even when the team has struggled, he's put up incredible numbers, you know? And that's the thing, is like, there's never. Last year, and he even said it was the first time he's missed the playoffs, didn't have 1,000 yards after breaking the record back-to-back years, so it was a new experience for him. So I don't even know, like, what does the in-between look like? I don't know. You know, is there a line of...
No, I would say, what do you say his over-under is, 1,200, 1,300?
I think his over-under is crazy off. Let me see. Tyreek Hill, because I think... Over under four season yards. Tyreek Hill receiving yards prop. Loading. Unlock for more. Get out of here.
Unlock for more.
Just give me the odds.
So yeah, I think. Somebody said it's in the high 900s.
What? So they think he's not going to get 1,000 again? That seems crazy. Doesn't that seem crazy to you? Is that just because they think Waddle's going to be the number one?
No, I just think, there's so many different levels to this because I think if they're doing a better job of running the football, Tyreek is going to have himself a day.
Yeah, see right now on FanDuel, it's 975.
For Tyreek?
Yeah.
975? That's what they got of that?
He's 31.
That don't mean nothing. 31 as a wide receiver?
Yeah.
It's not, like, why are we treating him like running backs all of a sudden?
Because we're in a new era.
What's Waddle's? Waddle's over under. That's receiving TDs. What's his over under for yards? Waddle's is 925. Man, so they don't think either of the
receivers are going to
have 1,000?
Have a 1,000-yard receiver?
That's kind of crazy.
So
with no Jonnu Smith here?
So if you had to make a guess based on those numbers.
That has to be just that they don't think Tua is going to play. That's has
what
to
do you
be.
Think, what do you think Tua's over-under is? 3,500?
Let me see. I don't think I can scroll over to that.
Because with those numbers, it's got to be like 3,500 and 20 and 15, 20 touchdowns.
Let's see. Passing props. Tua, 3,500.
Yeah. And his touchdowns is probably
20, 25. Let me see. So Tua finished last year when he was hurt. What was his final numbers? 2,800.
Right.
His year before that, 4,600 when he led the league. 3,513 games the year before that.
Right.
I don't know, man. Like, all it is, like, literally all these bets are is Tua going to play a season?
Right.
If you think Tua can play the season, I feel like these are easy hits.
I think if they do a better job being physical up front, then Tua will have, you know, more opportunities to play. If you try and air it out all the time, then he's going to get chicken winged, hit, scramble, all those things are, you know, more possible.
Sure. So sure, but even, you know, even the year that they did air it out and Cheetah almost had 1,800, had just under a tick under 1,800 yards, like Mostert still ran for over 1,000.
But that's what I'm,
and
that's A-chan what I'm saying.
A-chan had 800. So like,
that's what I'm saying, though. When you look at the success, look at the success of the running game and see how that benefited the passing game.
Right.
You see, they couldn't put those four guys deep and play that deep coverage when you're running the ball well. And that was my whole point, is that we tend to look at the numbers of Tyreek without looking at, you damn near had 2,000-yard rushers, and that created space for Tyreek.
But if the quarterback's healthy, and we do think that the run game's going to be more committed, like, those seem like layups.
Yeah, but I would, and I would say this: if you're running the ball well, it still creates space for the secondary, because what ends up happening is, if Tua does get hurt, they're going to kind of say, we're going to force this backup quarterback, whoever it is, to throw the football. So they're going to stack up the box. If you don't have to be as good when you got more open space to operate in the secondary.
Where's Julian Hill's over under?
Oh my goodness. Are you serious? One catch.
I don't think they
one catch.
He's not on the props.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Everything I've heard in this camp is, he been beating the hell up out of the football.
If I wanted to bet on Julian Hill's season props, I have to go find Vladislav Golden's uncle to go find that bookie. That's the only guy taking that action. And he's going to be like, you want to bet on who?
I can't give you those odds. I can't give you those odds.
Who is this? It's like, he's a Dolphins tight end. He's probably going to, you know, be their third tight end receiving option. You know, he's there to just maul people.
Right.
Why you bet any time touchdown? Should bet no time touchdown. The rupture.
You that's one bet you could be the house. I want to be the house on this one.
What, to we getting hurt?
Should just give me $10 now. How much is that? 17.
Anytime Julian Hill touchdown, he'd been bet for 2 years.
It's
not like he's betting a lot. That's the great part about it. You know what I mean?
Don't have to.
It don't matter. It's still throwing away money.
Right. It's only like $10.
It's $170 bucks.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Throwing it out. Unless I hit it once.
Hit it once, that's it.
Then I'm on top. Once I hit it, I think I'm out. But I got to hit it. Tommy, I'm sorry. You're going to have to, wear the same shoes this year, buddy. Papa, can I have some new shoes? No, son. Julian Hill didn't come through. Take a break. Back after this.
Justin, we talk about how the NFL Network, like their Good Morning Football, it's just terrible.
Wow. That was a great ventriloquist act, Vlad. It was impressive. I'm skeptical of this guy pitching in Little League World Series right now. He's a giant. It's a giant. I don't know what's going on there.
We played on the All-Star teams. That's how everybody looked at Ward.
Oh, did they?
Oh, my goodness. He's a giant.
This kid's a giant. He's 12? Get out of here.
I think, when Ward was 12, he was maybe over 6 foot.
Guy's the size of Yuri Perez. Tangibles, though. Taking on a kid who's he looks like the size of Altuve. What are they feeding their catcher in South Carolina? What the hell's going on with them? Something's going on with South Carolina, dude. I'm watching them right now. We're taking on Florida right now. I think this is to represent the Southeast. Oh, yeah. Grounder to him. Doesn't he have to go there? Like he barely touched the kid, Leroy. Kid nearly fell into the stands. You're not fooling me, South Carolina.
Where's the Danny Almontes when you need him?
I'm telling you right now, dude. There's something Almonte about this. I don't know what's going on there.
Hey, whatever happened to that nice, the young lady, the young girl that was striking out everybody? Remember?
What's oh, yeah. Name?
Oh, she went to, I think she went to college.
What's her name? Started with an R? Is it Royce or Reese? Something like that? It was a great human interest story.
What was her name? Don't forget. I don't remember. And what was her name?
Monet Davis. Thank you.
Monet. Yeah, she was good.
She was good.
Monet Davis.
I think she went to college. Let me see. I'll pull it up.
Where is Monet Davis now? 2025. Now, where is Monet Davis? Sporting News just wrote about it. I think she did get something with the Phillies or something like that back in the day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Where's my
She's news? 24 now.
That's crazy.
She's 24? She plays with the Anderson Monarchs.
She's 24?
Yeah.
She's back in the news again. She committed playing at a professional league.
Years ago?
Sheesh.
Yeah. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, do you know that next year will mark 10 years since the 3-1 turn to 4-3 comeback, which makes
LeBron getting kicked in the nuts.
Well, no, yes, getting kicked in the gonads. So therefore, that would also mean it's going to be 14 years since that first big three title run. One.
Yep.
Jeez, it doesn't seem that long ago.
It's flying by, man. It's flying by.
Damn.
It's crazy. Currently working in video production for the Dodgers. She interned with the Dodgers in 2023, worked in the video board putting highlights together. So it looks like she's still trying to be in baseball somewhat, but she worked in broadcasting. It looks like she studied broadcasting at Hampton University? Okay.
Yeah.
She did some broadcasting for MLB Network. So there you go. Great story, but that was a great story back in the day.
It was.
But this kid on here for South Carolina, I'm watching you, South Carolina.
So you don't think he's 12? You think he's 21?
He's a giant! Him so and what? His catcher!
So what?
They look like they can play power forward for the Heat! By the way, I'm looking very much forward to Serbia, apparently gave Bosnia.
Oh, when is
that,
Euro? When is the Euro?
I think the first game on TV is this weekend.
Okay.
The qualifiers.
Okay.
We got them. I got Team Jamaica because they got Norman Powell.
Wait, wait. So Team Jamaica got the Thompson twins and Norman Powell, right?
Yes, but that's not. That's not Eurobasket. They're playing FIBA qualifier.
Ah, okay. So,
they're trying to make the World Cup.
So you got Euro and FIBA qualifiers this weekend.
Yes.
That's a heavy dose of international basketball.
Yes. But there's also word that Simone Fontecchio.
Oh,
see, I don't know what to make of this.
Uh-huh.
Because I was asking about this today before the show to my buddy, and I'm like, there's a story from an Italian reporter, I'm guessing, that says that the Heat are considering cutting Simone Fontecchio for luxury tax purposes. And I'm confused by that because his contract's guaranteed. Like, I don't think that does anything with the luxury tax. And so I was a little miffed by this report that was out there. And I guess technically what the Heat could do to get under the luxury tax if they wanted to, was they could waive and stretch him and would make his salary like $2.3 million. But they got to decide by the end of August, and then they would still have to sign another player because you can't just have 13 players on your roster. All in all, it seems like the report's a little bit suspect because this guy was making it seem in Italy. What's his name? Is he Italy? Is he Italian?
Who's Simeone?
No, no, no. I know he's Italian. The reporter, the guy who reported this, is from Istanbul. Should I believe that?
I don't know if you want to. I mean, there's one word in that Istanbul that might go with what you're hearing. It's the last three letters.
Istanbul.
But it was, I saw this report and I was like, I don't know if because like it's not like the NFL. You can't just waive a guy and get under the luxury tax. So it seemed like BS to me. But you know how it is. You say one thing and it goes all over the place.
Yeah. I wouldn't believe it.
The Italian reporter's name,
Mario Schiavone.
I was just confused. I was like, they're going to cut him? And because this guy was making it seem like Fontecchio had like teams in Europe scheming to get Simone Fontecchio. I'm like, they are? Anyway, I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't really buy that report. I just saw it. And I also need to really stop reading reports from Europe. Like today I spent my pre-show translating an article from Serbian because I just wanted to see what Nikola Jovic had to say.
Oh my goodness. You have gone that.
What?
That's why you fall for Mario Stromboli.
The report is from Nico Yenabarak.
You just like Nico. The fact that there's a Nico.
There's a lot of Nikos over there.
But you love that name. If you had another son, I think you would name him Nico.
Nikola Tobin? Only if he's...
I just said Nico. I didn't say Nikola.
Well, you just
call him Nico.
Nico, you know? Tobin?
Or Nicholas.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Nico Tobin.
If I name my kid Nicholas, and my wife's like, why do you call him Nico?
Because he's my little brother.
he reported. Now, I have to translate this. It said, Simone Fontecchio may be waived by the Heat. The Heat are considering waiving the player to avoid the luxury tax. They are closely monitoring the situation. The Italian star, whose potential of returning to Europe is emerging. But that's just via translation. But it's not like the Heat can cut him and get any benefit from him. They'd have to waive and stretch him. And I just can't see them doing that. I don't know. I think they're excited about having Simone.
Yeah, he hasn't even played yet.
He hasn't played yet.
We've already...
Because they're saying that he want to get under the luxury tax. That's why. But I don't think they're going to just...
They got him in a trade, right?
Yeah, he was in the Duncan Robinson trade.
Okay.
He was in the Duncan Robinson trade.
So if that's the case, then it was always that plan.
I guess. Or maybe there's just people who are like, hey, if this happens to you, you know, maybe the Italian Lakers are looking into getting him. I don't know.
Yo. So if he went over there and played, would the money would still count against the cap here?
Unless his contract's guaranteed here.
But even if he left?
If he left, like you mean like if he left the Heat? You think he's just going to leave?
And win played in Italy.
I don't think. Who's paying? You think he's going to get $8 million guaranteed from somebody?
No. Which is a whole nother, that's the most important point of this whole conversation, is that if you're a professional basketball player, that means you're playing for the most money you can possibly get.
Correct.
And if you can't get $8 million in Italy, then you're going to stay here.
One would think. The real thing is, I need to stop reading these reports.
No, but you love the Istanbul IRA. Right?
I can't help it. But then everything gets like it gets taken up by all the Heat accounts because everybody's fiending for Heat news, and then it's like, well, this is going to happen, and I'm like, there's no benefit to this happening. It's not like the Heat are going to be in this great spot. They have to then he would be on their books for 3 years. Now, not at a big number. It would be at like $2.5 million. It's not like the Bradley Beal or the Damian Lillard. But I just can't see the Heat. I don't think the Heat are going to do that. So I think people are just like, he has a non-guarantee. I think people are acting like there's a non-guarantee here, and there's not. So I don't know. Was that way too much time on Simone Fontecchio?
Yep.
Fair enough. We'll take a break. Rats off a ship is next.
Hurry.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Oh, hello! Jennifer!
Hello. How are we?
Oh, we're good today. We're good. We're doing good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why would you ask that?
I don't know. You kind of lashed out a lot the first segment about changes.
Yeah, I've calmed down now because this thing wasn't at the height that I needed it at.
This well, mic's, you're better now, right?
This mic stand is fixed
now.
You
know what I mean? She definitely messed, toyed around with your equipment yesterday. That's why she
No,
did.
I didn't. Too much toying around. I made around. Sure that they didn't fully
sure.
mess around with your stuff. Your area.
I will be able to see you now the next time. That'll be cool because now I don't have this giant screen in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit like, where do I look? Because now I'm like here and the camera's over here. So I'm trying to, my screen's over here.
You can still move around the computer.
A little bit. It's like, you know, it doesn't have as much flexibility. I do like that. So, you know, working into it. It's kind of like a hitter trying out the torpedo bat for the first time. You know, you got to just get used to your equipment. That's how it works. Anyway, what do we got today for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, first off, we have the NFL banning smelling salts.
This is drawn the ire of a lot of players, including George Kittle, who dropped by the NFL Network, which I don't know is ESPN or NFL Network anymore. I can't keep up. But he was on their set, and he's very upset about this. Here was the 49ers tight end.
But yeah, man, I mean, the goal, of course, is being in Levi's, beginning of 2026. That's always the goal.
Sure. And George, hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team got a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah. Bring that back for George Kittle.
We got to figure
Mr.
out
Goodell.
Middle ground here, guys. Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send
Fred,
an email.
It's on you.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off.
Before every drive is a smelling salt?
I'm an every drive guy.
In between every play, pulls out the salt.
That's way too much.
Yeah. Well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though. I mean,
definitely, yeah. But I missed those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
No, we don't have them out practice.
Okay, all right, just checking.
That's all right. That was my only grievance, but besides that, you guys look fabulous.
We'll fix it.
It's all yours.
Thank you. We'll do our best to help you out with that, man.
You did great.
Yep. Well, that's an unfortunate development.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You know,
I didn't get the memo.
It just came out this morning, and obviously he's very distraught over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, Leroy, I'm going to start off with you. Where are your rats with George Kittle's upset because the league is banning smelling salts?
I'm rats on the ship. I could see it. Like, what have we determined that smelling salts are dangerous? It just seems like something that randomly came out without, you know, anybody saying, oh, this is harmful or whatever. If it's harmful, which I doubt smelling salts been in football since the beginning of football, right? Then that's fine.
Remember when Galen wouldn't let us do smelling salts on the air?
Yeah.
Come on, let us do smelling salts, Galen.
You're just being banned weak sauce. Everywhere.
Weak sauce.
Let's have some smelling salts.
See what you did, Lynn? You got it banned in the NFL.
Now the NFL can't do smelling salts, and now nobody can smell salt.
They can lick salt.
They can listen. That
might
wake
glass. Wait. Yes, off a glass. Yes.
Licking that salt lick gave me the bubble guts.
Oof.
Later.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. I feel like it's the NFL.
Rats off a ship.
Let him smell some salts. You know, you need to wake somebody up for a drive.
Somebody said it masks some signs of concussions.
Oh, it does? Really? Yeah, no, really? Duh.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, duh.
Get a little wake up.
What do you think?
After you went night-night, what's the first thing they do? I'm back, baby. I'm back.
I think they did.
I don't think I've ever did smelling that salt. When I got concussed.
I'd rather smelling salt than Colombian powder. I mean, somebody needs to get up, so, you know.
The FDA has warned the companies that produce commercially available ammonia inhalants, as well as consumers, cited the lack of evidence supporting the safety or efficacy of ammonia inhalants marketed for improving mental alertness or boosting energy. The FDA noted potential negative effects from their use. The NFL Head, Neck, and Spine Committee is also concerned that inhalants have the potential to mask certain neurologic signs and symptoms, including some potential signs of concussion. Isn't that why they're there?
Can I just say this? When you see a guy concussed and him hit the smelling salts, it never helps.
Well, let me ask this.
You know he's concussed.
Can I ask a question here? Sure. What is the consequence if you do smelling salts? Are you going to be fined?
They said there's some. I don't know what they said in the clip.
Can they test for that?
No, I don't know. You know, guys would be huddled up in the corner. Let me hit that. There we go. Or do it in the locker room.
Got those demon eyes.
I've never been a smelling salts guy. So
we just got a response.
Well, yeah, he says no.
Come on! By the way.
And all that. But I just that's not my thing. I have done it. Right, but not like. Dude, when you get knocked out, there ain't nothing in the world that's gonna help you be less unknocked out. Right, you don't need. Wait, when you see somebody out there sucking their thumb or ordering a check, like you think smelling salts
ordering
fix
a
that?
What? Ordering a what?
You don't remember
Joe remember Flacco?
Joe Flacco, check please. You think if you gave him smelling salts, he go like realize he's not the restaurant? No.
You know, we've
by
really...
the way, that's funny because you know he loves McDonald's. So what is he asking, a check from McDonald's?
I don't know, dude.
Dade Sapp says Zach Sealer puts smelling salts in his eggs for breakfast. Oh yeah, I can see that.
But you know what? It's mostly linemen, linebackers. Right.
Intangibles.
No, I've seen non-intangibles do it. But I like.
Remember when they caught Adam Gase doing it as the Jets coach? He was high as a kite.
You think that's what? You think that's what he was doing?
Well, I don't know what was going on in the offices down here. We know what happened with one of his coaches. I don't know who else partook.
Yeah, it looked like he just went into his lunchbox and brought it to New York and was ready for the press conference. Because that man's eyes were dilated.
All right, guys, we got we got Jay Cutler at quarterback today. So anybody else need some snow to get through this week? Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, they said they're banning the teams from providing them. Now the guys can bring their own.
Oh, great. That's exactly what you want.
Booger sugar. All
right. I got smelling salts in a jar. You just open it up.
Jennifer, where do you land on smelling salt ban?
kind of impartial to it, but rats off of shit because Len didn't let us do it.
Vlad?
Rats off of ship.
I'm off the ship. I'm off the ship. You know, that's messed up. Let us let them have their smelling salt, bro.
Yep.
Let them have their smelling salt.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, for a certain period of time, we saw a lot of throwing things on stage with artists at concerts.
Oh, yep. Now we got the WNBA.
Now we have the WNBA. People are throwing toys at the court.
Yeah.
There's pink.
It was. I thought it was green.
No, it happened last night.
It was pink.
I thought it's been neon green.
The first one was neon green. The second one was fluorescent pink.
Look, you want to know something? The fact that we're going through shades, I feel like I'm rats off a ship on them keeping doing
seriously.
This.
Yeah, seriously.
First of all, what are we doing sneaking this past security? Second of all, didn't somebody already get arrested by this?
Well,
this is worth going to jail.
Somebody finally did get arrested for throwing a.
I just think,
can they just play some basketball?
What are we doing?
I don't need extra balls on the court. How about that?
I mean, what are we doing? Like, is it that? First of all, let's think of it this way. You paid money to go watch a sport just so you could do that. You need like, and you ain't getting the cheap tickets because you got to be close.
Unless you got
not really. Not if you're swinging that thing. I don't know.
You think you have toy Josh Allen just winging that thing?
Wait a minute. All right, hold on. That's what I need to know. Who's flinging that thing? Who's slinging it?
I don't know.
Because if you're slinging it from afar, you got an arm. She's got an arm. He or she's got an arm.
You think a woman's throwing that out there?
You think it's not
a woman?
Well,
a man has been arrested. So.
I think it's a man. Okay.
So, all right.
Like, why
would
a woman
guy?
Do that to
I feel like
woman?
So it's been a guy each time?
At a WNBA game, why would a woman do anything to diminish their sport? Or something that... You know what I mean? Like, I can't see a woman doing that.
I can see a woman doing that.
Sophie Cunningham, she said 4 days ago, stop throwing toys on the court. You're going to hurt one of us. Last night she got hit with one, and she commented and said, this did not age well.
I love Sophie, by the way. She's funny.
Oh, my God.
Rats off a ship. Leroy?
Rats off
a ship. Like, come on. First of all,
rats off a ship.
If you're going to spend your money to go to a game, and I've been a part of this, right? I've been a part of people going to the game not for the game. So when the team was moving, people bought tickets just to go and boo us for a whole game. And they weren't booing us. They were booing the owner who was not there. So, like, yeah, I get it. But it's a little bit different. Like, you going there to throw toys on the... Like, come on, man. Like, those people need to be banned. They really do, because it's just unnecessary.
Jennifer?
This isn't something we should even be mentioning or saying. It's disrespectful and demeaning, and I'm super rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Vlad?
I mean, you shouldn't be throwing things on the court. Some rats off the ship on that. But the Petty and Vlad thinks it's kind of funny, though, that they're just throwing sexual objects on the court. That's just, it's just hysterical. And not only...
I mean, let's think about this.
And it's,
what about
landing so close to, like, the players or on the players. Like,
okay, how about this?
It's
how
wrong.
How did you feel about...
It's wrong.
How did you feel about fans throwing syringes at Barry Bonds?
I thought it was funny. He was getting caught. I mean, he was being rumored.
He never was caught. He never was caught. He was never caught.
But he was being rumored.
He was never caught.
So I don't mind if that's a rumor. I don't have a problem with that. But you shouldn't throw objects on the court or on the field. But if it's funny, I might let it slide.
See, no.
What's going to happen when there's a Dwayne Dedman situation when somebody nearly gets hit, really hurt by it? Something's going to go too far. Dwayne Dedman almost took somebody out with a massage gun. He did.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Well, you know, people got to learn sometimes. Just making an example of it.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Jaime Jaquez and his tummy issues.
Wait.
All right. So Jaime Jaquez was on Cam Brink's podcast, and he was explaining his story of love. Now, we know that Jaime Jaquez Jr. this year missed multiple games due to bubble guts. And Spo even revealed after the season there were more incidents that we didn't even know about. So Jaime was telling a story, and we learned on the night that he met his significant other,
he had bubble guts?
He had another issue. Well, I don't know if it was he drank too much, but he said that he had to stop all interaction immediately.
Story, but I guess it's like the first time the public's hearing the story. So I met her in New York on draft night. I was, you know, having the time of my life, you know, just my dream
as
came true.
Does. Yep.
And I bump into her and like literally bump in like straight out of a movie, and we start talking and chatting. And then, you know, as the night progresses, we're having a good time. We're talking, getting to know each other. And I'm like, you know, let's get out of here. Like, let's go get some pizza or something. She's like, okay, let's go. Getting the Uber. And as soon as I got in the Uber and the loud music and the lights stopped going, I realized, oh, wow, like, I can't go get a pizza. I need to go home. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, I am not okay. Like, please take me home. And
wait,
so, yeah, I mean, as you can tell, I'm having a great night. I'm like, I can't make it a pizza. Like, please, like, I'm telling you right now. And then she's like, wait, like, what do you mean? Like, you're taking me to your hotel. Like, who are you? Like, I don't even know you. I was like, if you can please just take me home. So she ends up taking me to my hotel. And she takes me out to my room. My brother's asleep. He's like, what is going on? And I make a beeline straight to the bathroom. And you guys can put the story together from there. I end up dying. I end up dying. And she's like, what the hell? And then our boy Justin comes into the room. He's like, what is going on? Like, what's happening? And he, you know, he just sees me in the bathroom. I'm laying on the floor. Like, it was a good night. I had a great time. But that's how we ended up the first time we met. So Justin ended up getting her number. He's like, she's like, I gotta leave. Like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, thanks, but no thanks. I'm like, all right, cool. So I,
wow.
Hey. She's getting half in the prenup.
Hey.
Oh, man.
She's definitely getting half.
Let me
on
tell
the
you something. He pulled the Leroy, but he shared why he had to go home, go to the, right? I just left.
What?
Yeah, but I mean.
You just left?
Think about the time.
But that's hey. You left that person at a restaurant.
But Leroy, no, that was 30 so years
he was
ago.
With
times
her
are
the
different.
Time.
Times so are different here, now.
His was there. So. Girl I was dating, it was me, her, one of her friends, whatever. We was all having a good time. And earlier, I had an upset stomach, so she gave me some Tums. But them Tums taste like candy, so I was eating them like Tic Tacs, right? Just chewing them like the chewables. We get to the club, have a couple of drinks, and I'm like, ooh. Look around, and I'm like, I gave them $100, and I'm like, I'll be back. I drove all the way from Fort Lauderdale Beach to Weston and then drove back. And when I got back, she was like, you went home, didn't you? I said, yes, I did. But everybody, like, yeah, got to do what you got to do.
Dade South says he needs Prilosec as a sponsor. He needs something, dude.
I don't, yeah.
These tummy issues.
He got that crowd.
Bubble cuts talking to a girl? First of all.
No.
You don't promise a girl in New York a slice of pizza and at late night and not get her the slice of pizza.
My biggest issue is, right, that of all that, like he said once the music stopped, he got bubble guts. Like the music made you not have bubble guts?
Maybe the
music
bass
made him lose control.
Was
music
too heavy.
Made him lose control.
My biggest issue is.
No, but he said when it was over.
Yeah, when it stopped, he was like, whoop.
Yeah, well, my biggest issue is this is a recurring incident. What the hell is going on with this stomach of his? I'm rats off a ship. Right. We need to get a hold of this if we're the Miami Heat.
Isn't he Mexican?
Yeah. He is, yes.
Yeah, that's highly unlikely for a Mexican to get the bubble gut.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on
they
there.
They live on jalapenos and hot stuff and spicy. And
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, their food is just
bubble
very
gutty?
Conducive to bubble guts. He should have immunity. Like,
well, I think listen, the first week, yeah,
look, they can have a strong stomach, but you know what? Sometimes when you gotta go, you gotta go.
No, like, let me
this
tell
is,
you,
this
where
is
I'm from. Where I'm from, we can eat rocks. It ain't gonna be from food.
This is too much. If there's too many, occurrences with this happening.
This should have been controlled a long time.
I thought this was a one season thing. This goes back to year one.
It goes back to draft night. That's when he goes back to.
This is ridiculous.
So that means he gets nervous and bubble gutsy when he's excited.
Hold on. We not using that term.
Bubble gutsy?
Don't make it cute.
I think it's all right.
Could you imagine? I'm gonna try that with Big Spoon. Big Spoon, we gotta go home. Why?
Bubble gutsy.
I'm feeling a little bubble gutsy right now.
She's like, oh.
She's gonna know when you say bubble gutsy. Oh, you gotta go.
Listen, she already know. Like, what's up? I say, let's go. She's like, are we leaving because you bored? Or are we leaving because, yeah, let's go.
So are you rats off a ship on Jaime's tummy?
Yeah, rats off a ship.
I think the rats are. I think the rats is on like... out of Jaime's tummy, man.
Jennifer?
Rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship. Cute story and everything, but no.
We need to fix it, dude. Vlad?
Yeah, man. I mean, you can't have the nasty bubble guts, man. I can't trust you in tight situations, man. You might crap all over the place. By the way, what was he wearing? If you got the bubble guts and you lying on the ground, that suit that
I would imagine a suit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, come on, what are we doing here?
No, sweating.
Hey, dude, hold on. You ever had the bubble guts so bad that you go in the bathroom and just get naked?
That's exactly. But remember, they found him lying down. That's what I'm saying.
You start praying.
No,
oh, dude,
Leroy, I understand that. But they found Leroy. Him. His brother or they found him on the ground.
Hey, you pat down. Oh Lord!
Oh, it's the sweatiest you've ever been. It's the worst sweat of your life.
Jesus!
The worst sweat of your life. Oh my God!
It's my favorite story of you by far.
Hey, didn't you think you're done?
Oh, you're not done.
You're not done.
The second part comes out. Oh, it's ridiculous. Hey, you take two showers.
You gotta flush like 5 times.
Take 2 showers. Yeah, it's nasty.
That's when you know it's bad. You got the bad bubble guts that when you finally done after laying on the floor, flushing 3 times, wiping twice, right? You say, I gotta take a shower.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yes.
I gotta take a shower.
Yeah, you got to.
You praying. Right? And
you
wish
don't
even know why.
I'll never eat.
Some people it happens because they drink too much.
I'll never drink again, God. Please, God. I'll never drink again if you just save me.
I got the.
Every time I had to go in public.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, in the public or
public? One time, me and my dad went to Cleveland. We went to a football game. Then I went to my favorite restaurant. It had been years since I've been there. Every time I would go there, I get this thing called shrimp poutinese. Well, it's a linguine.
It says in the name.
It's linguine with spicy cheese and shrimp, but it's spicy, right? But it's a lot of cheese and a lot.
That's
and
it.
I ate that, and we was heading back to the hotel.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I'll be back.
This and was
we,
pulled,
we pulled into a parking lot of another hotel on the way to our hotel, and I went into the hotel bathroom.
This was
I left the car running. He was like, what happened?
I got it.
Oh, this was the Jaime suit in question.
Ooh, oh, he's right. So you're wearing a tan suit and you're tanning your underwear. Okay,
hey,
cool.
Not for nothing.
Camouflage.
Not for nothing. He kind of looked like he got the bubble gut stare.
He looks petrified.
He looks terrified.
No, you know what that look is? Leroy, that's the first part, like, uh-oh. That's that uh-oh look. Like,
I don't know if I'm feeling
that's
so good.
The look he gave her like, it just, on the way to
like
the pizza.
Yeah, his stomach just gave him the first sign, like, uh-oh.
Well, we wish you the best time, man. Try and get a hold of this thing going into the season, huh? Take a break. Back after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC's entire inventory is on sale and all backed by Morse. Click EdmoreSawgrassBuickGMC.com to start shopping. GMC, we are professional grade.
Hey, we want to hear what you have to say. Text WQAM on the Kendall Toyota.